This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
Welcome back to English at Work. The staff at Tip Top Trading, the leading manufacturer of imitation plastic fruit, are busy trying to meet a huge demand in orders for its new awesome apple product. But there's a problem, because some of the orders have not been awesome, or indeed apple.
Yeah, calm down, mate. Yeah, what can I do about it? Listen, apples, avocados, they're all the same, really. Look, I'm afraid there's nothing I can do about it. Hello? He hung up on me.
Is there a problem, Tom?
Oh, that was old Slimy Limey. He says his order for 10,000 awesome apples isn't right. He's received 10,000 amazing avocados instead. I told him it's not my fault. I didn't send them out. Look, sorry, Anna, it's out of my hands now.
Well, don't look at me. I haven't had anything to do with Mr. Lime since the incident.
Sorry, but it's out of my hands. Lazy Tom's trying to pass the blame. Why did you marry him, Anna?
Because I find him unusual. Anyway, it sounds like it's down to me to sort this out. Look, I'm not blaming anyone yet. But we have to sort this out. Slimy, Mr. Lime, is one of our biggest clients. Denise, could you see if we have any more awesome apples in the warehouse that we can send him?
Okay, Anna, I'm on to it now.
He sounded really angry. A bit like you when I used all the hot water in the bath this morning, Anna.
I haven't forgotten about that, Tom.
Anna, according to our database, we're completely out of awesome apples and big bananas and even imperial lemons. What are we going to do, Anna?
What are you going to do, Anna? It's time to do some grovelling.
Grovelling?
To show lots of respect for him. To try to please him. Be apologetic and use phrases like, I'm really sorry to let you down, but, sorry to disappoint you, but, and maybe, it's not how we planned it, but.
But?
But, explain what the problem is and how you're going to fix things. It's over to you, Anna.
Anna, listen, Anna, I can't ring Mr. Lime and give him the bad news. Look, I've got my reputation to think of.
Yes, you've certainly got a reputation, Tom.
Thank you, Denise. Look, it's Tip Top Trading's reputation we have got to think about now. I'm going to have to ring him now.
Sid Lime speaking.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lime. It's Anna from Tip Top Trading here.
Ah, Anna. I did wonder when you'd call. I see you're getting Tom to do all your dirty work now, I don't know why you ever married.
It's about the awesome apples. I'm really sorry about the mix-up. Someone obviously got the apples mixed up with their avocados.
Obviously. So you'll be sending me a replacement ASAP?
Well, that's the thing. I'm really sorry to let you down, but we haven't got any more awesome apples in stock to send you.
Oh, no. Not so awesome.
Clearly, it's not how we planned it. But something has gone wrong. We normally pride ourselves on good customer service.
Clearly.
Look, we are really sorry to disappoint you. But we will be producing some more awesome apples in a few weeks' time. And we will send you an extra 1,000 apples as compensation. How does that sound, Mr. Lime?
An extra 1,000, you say? Okay, then. And how about having dinner with me sometime as well, Anna?
Well done, Anna. She handled the call very well, sounding apologetic, honest, and fair. Here are the phrases that helped her.
I'm really sorry to let you down. Sorry to disappoint you, but... It's not how we planned it, but...
So, come on then. How angry was he?
Not angry. Everything is sorted. I think he will
Anna, I've just been looking through the paperwork from the warehouse, and on the order for Slimy Limey, somebody ticked avocados and not apples.
Oh, let me have a look. Oh, and look, who signed the paperwork? Tom.
What?
Tom, you thought I was angry with you this morning. Just wait until I get you home.
Oh, no.
From bbclearningenglish.com.